Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Michelle in the morning, and they surveyed a bunch of people to ask them the signs that you know someone is a bad driver. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you say, oh, that is definitely a bad driving habit?
I think of two things. I think of somebody who's swerving in front of you or not maybe putting on a directional and blinker.
Okay.
And then I think of, and this one drives me nuts, when somebody just and speeds right past you, and it's like, wow, is that really necessary?
That's pretty much everyone on 240.
it's scary.
Well, here are the top things that people said identify a really bad driver. For example, singing along to the radio.
What?
Yeah, well, people are singing along to the radio, not paying attention to the road.
That's not true. This list is a sham. I sing along to the radio in my car every day, and I actually am a believer that it helps me focus.
How about leaving your high beams on when you don't need them?
Oh, that's just, how do you not notice?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why people don't notice that. Because, I mean, when your high beams are on, you have like a little signal inside the car saying, hey, your high beams are on.
Yeah.
That is very annoying to have your high beams on when you don't need them. Also, talking too much while you drive, either to passengers or if you're on the phone.
Well, yeah, you should. I try to really not even answer a call while I'm in the car anymore.
Well, I mean, I have Bluetooth, so I don't mind answering a call. You know, if I'm on a long drive, I don't mind talking on the phone. I definitely don't text and drive like I used to.
Long drive is different.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? Somebody says I'm a bad driver because I do this, driving with one hand on the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Not a good habit to get into.
I don't. Do you do the 10 and 2?
Not really 10 and 2. I don't measure it or anything, but I just make sure that my hands are somewhere both on the wheel.
No, I just drive with one hand, and it's usually at the bottom of the steering wheel is where I keep my hand. I feel weird if I have two hands on the wheel. And it's funny when I pull up to somebody at a stoplight to look over, and they've got their hands like 10 and 2, and they're like really up close to the steering wheel. I'm like, man, that is an intense driver right there.
You would think I'm an intense driver then. I don't know.
I've seen how you drive. You are kind of a two hands on the wheel person.
I always will be.
People also said not using turn signals.
Yep.
I don't mind that too much.
What?
If you're just like driving down the interstate and I need
to get.
It's
against the law.
I know, but most people don't use turn signals.
No.
That doesn't irritate me as much,
Ryan,
as people like using their horn too much. That's more annoying.
Stop spreading that. You have to use your turn signals.
Fine. So the biggest things that people say are a bad driving trait: constant road rage, which I see all the time here.
Yeah.
Tailgating.
Oh, yep. Uh-huh.
Cutting people off.
Yes. I guess maybe that would categorize into my speeding when they zip past you and just burr. I don't know.
Well, funny you say speeding, because that is the number one thing.
Oh, wow.
That people say you're a bad driver.
Yes.
But over 40% of people admitted they like to drive fast.
No, speeding is the worst. You got to pay attention to that. I'm talking speeding so bad that when they whip past you, you hear the zoop.
Mm-hmm. And then it's funny, you see a cop, you also pass a cop. It's like, hey, why didn't you get that guy going 100 miles an hour? The cop is like, heck, I can't even catch him.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get pulled over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.